I'm worried about is that all of these structural problems that had been eroding middle-class incomes for years, which we write about in the book, may be put off further because people will be so happy for just whatever they're going to get once this particular crisis is over. So that is even further going to delay what middle-class America needs. That's the case, unless, of course, we have a significant structural change in Washington, where X number of laws get passed and you really start pumping money into the country as a whole. It hasn't happened yet, and you know, we'll have to see if it does. But I worry that it won't, even that we'll be so happy. I mean, people will be glad to have a job. Don't misunderstand me. It's better to have a job than not a job. I understand it completely. But I really do worry that it may put off even further dealing with these fundamental issues that have eroded the middle class and created this drastic income inequality in this country. Can I tell you one thing? When Don and I wrote the first book, income inequality was kind of one, I mean, the first edition of this book.
Mm-hmm. That was 92, right, Jim?
92.
Yeah,
1992. Income inequality was one of the things we warned about. It was very controversial at the time. Wall Street Journal editorial page attacked us in a lead editorial. Actually, we wear that kind of as a badge of honor. But income inequality, that's not controversial today. I mean, everybody acknowledges that. There may be a little debate about what's caused it, this and that and the other thing, but it's there. Even conservatives acknowledge that this is a tremendous problem now. And if that's the case, that gives you an idea of just exactly how bad it is and how much worse it's going to come unless we do turn things around.